The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hello everyone, it's Callum here, and you're listening to another one of my Curious Creatures podcasts, a special type of podcast where I'll fill you in with fascinating facts about animals, some of which you may have never even heard of. Don't feel so blue, because I've got a whale of information for your ears today. That's right, we're talking about the blue whale, the biggest animal in the ocean, so stick around for some crazy commotion. Ready? Let's roll out the facts. As said before, blue whales are the largest animals on Earth, even larger than the deadly dinosaurs that once roamed the Earth. A fully grown blue whale can reach up to 100 feet long, the same length of a basketball court. Also, just to clarify, that blue whales aren't overgrown fish, they're cetaceans, a group of deep-sea mammals which includes dolphins, narwhals and orcas. But that's not the only big thing about them. A blue whale's heart is the size of a small car and weighs around 400 kilograms. Plus, their heartbeat can be heard from around 2 miles away. But trust me, you'll be wanting to get out of the water faster than an acrophobic cat once you learn how loud blue whales can get. These whopping whales are some of the loudest animals on Earth, reaching up to 188 decibels, louder than a jet engine. Also, keep in mind that humans can only withstand up to 85 decibels until death comes knocking at their door. So you'd better stay far away from a pod if you don't want to be boom-busted by a big old baleen. Despite their size, blue whales choose to guzzle down one of the smallest animals on Earth, krill. You know, itsy-bitsy crustaceans that grow to only a centimetre or two. They're so small that a big blue whale will have to chew up to 40 million krill each and every day, which adds up to 4 tonnes, weighing as much as a hippo. And just like a hippo when they want to impress a female, don't ask, a blue whale's poop comes out into the ocean as one giant krill-coloured cloud. Gross? Absolutely. But the feces acts as fertiliser for other miniature marine dwellers, so it's just as ecologically important. Not sure if it makes it any better to talk about. To end things off on a high note, why don't we talk about what motherhood is like for these massive marine mammals? Blue whale mothers are very devoted parents, housing a nearly 6,000-pound calf for a year. And once it's out and about, they'll stay with it for about 6 or 7 months, showing them the ins and outs of the deep blue sea. The milk she produces is extremely rich and high in fat, which is essential for putting the whale in a calf, allowing it to gain a whopping 200 pounds per day. Fat-tastic! Welp, that's all I've got for today, but do tune in next week where I'll be back with some more fascinating facts, I swear it. So it's a goodbye from your walking, talking encyclopedia of wildlife himself, Callum. See you later.